All right, welcome to Movie Dudes, episode 118. I am Jeff, joined as always by Chris. We have a little bit of a shorter episode tonight. Sorry about that, guys. Had some technical difficulties pre-show, but also, I for one have not seen a ton, so it's not too much to talk about, anyways.
That's fair.
I didn't get to see a new release though. I just got done watching it. It's a movie called Mean Dreams. Stars Bill Paxton, the late great Bill Paxton, and some kids. The movie is about the two kids, actually. It's like this farm boy, and he meets this girl who moved in kind of like next door. And her father's Bill Paxton, and he's a cop, and he's crooked, and he's abusive. And this farm boy falls in love with the girl. They kind of start dating. But the father, played by Bill Paxton, her father is like he's a mean drunk, and real scary, threatening towards the kid. At one point, the kid sees he sees the dad beating on his girl, on his daughter, and so when the kid sees an opportunity to get her out of there, he takes it. Essentially, the kid steals a bunch of drug money from this corrupt cop father. So it's these two lovers on the run, and Bill Paxton kind of chasing after them. It's kind of like all the like ingredients for something that's like right up my alley, good, a crime thriller premise. I just had problems with some of the beats that it takes, like something like the turns that took. I was just like, I either didn't buy it or just not exciting or satisfying enough. And it has the problem that like Bill Paxton is very good in it, as he usually is. He's pretty great as this like a crooked, abusive cop. He disappears for like most of the second half of the movie. So once these kids are like out on the run, like running away from
None of
him,
it.
it doesn't cut to him trying to find them much, barely at all. And so it's just like them like trying to figure out how to travel as minors. You know what I mean? Like how to get a hotel room, or how to get a gun. It's all right. But like I said, there's things that happen that like I'm just like, why? Like there's one part where the girlfriend, she decides that they should not have the gun, even though they are in like mortal danger. So she like throws it away. She's like, okay, why? Like, and the boyfriend is mad about it, but it's just stupid. Like, why did you do that? Like, I found the ending like kind of predictable. I don't know. It's like 70%. Or let's say 65% of the way towards being a great movie, but it's just not quite there. It's an okay rental, and Bill Paxton is very good in it. I'd say he's probably the reason to check this one out, seeing as it's one of the last movies he did. The kids are also good actors in it. Like it's well made. Like I said, like the kids, him, they're all good in it. The movie looks good. It's entertaining enough, but just not super satisfying, and I didn't believe everything. So I'm just gonna give it a three. It's an okay rental.
I think his last, I don't see any other credits for him, but his last credited movie is comes out this week, The Circle. So
Oh, he's in that, huh?
yeah, I don't know where, I don't know what he does, but he's in that movie, so I might see that this week. Maybe. I did
Well,
see some stuff
yeah, what'd you see?
though. Let's see. Let's start out with the bad but stupid. I saw Underworld Blood Wars, which I believe is the fifth Underworld movie. I don't know how they keep making them, but I keep watching them too, so I guess that's why they keep making them.
It's your fault.
Yeah, it might be the reason. Yeah, this movie stars Kate Beckinsale again. as a vampire Selene at the end of the last movie. I guess her daughter, she had a daughter with this werewolf guy, which is what the series has always been about. It's this war between vampires and werewolves. She fell in love with a werewolf, I believe, in the first movie. And at some point, they ended up having a kid. That kid has really special blood because it's a hybrid. And it's also the child of two pure blood. One is, pure blood werewolf, the other pure blood vampire. So her blood, very important. They make a big deal out of her in this movie. She is not in it at all. It's basically Kate Beckinsale just shooting things. And I mean, she still looks pretty good. She's still a very attractive lady. So I think
Does
she's
she
like,
do anything besides these movies?
yeah, I mean, she has tons of credits, but I don't like, she's not a leading person, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'm looking at her IMDb page now, and she like tons of stuff here. Just nothing that you would really be like notable for. Like she hasn't. This is what she's known for: terrible sci-fi horror series.
That just won't die.
Yeah, it just won't die. It's really dumb. The special effects are getting worse and worse. It's I would not recommend it. Even if you're a fan of the series, it's pretty bad. So I'm gonna go two with this one. But it gets worse. It gets worse of the things I saw.
Okay.
So I watched this movie called Pig. It's a 2010 horror film by Adam Mason, who. Some people might know he's done some other horror work like Broken and Blood River, and it's like low budget horror stuff, but he's pretty well known on like that like the indie horror circuit. He did this movie Pig, and it came up on a bunch of lists as one of like the most depraved movies ever. You can't just go out and rent this thing. Like, it's not available on Amazon. It's not on Netflix.
Oh, this is like a Serbian film or something like that.
Yeah,
That
it's a really hard thing to find. It was just screened again at South by Southwest, where Adam Mason said this was the last time that he was going to do a screening of it. So basically, like, the film officially is locked away in a vault with the director. It is out there online though. Like if you want to find it, there are websites that host it.
Oh, God.
Those websites maybe not the most legal of places, but I followed a rabbit hole and found a link to it and watched this movie, and wow, it is a shit storm of just it is. It's like a nasty, nasty film that doesn't show anything. There's zero plot. It's a lot of it is filmed with one take. It follows this guy. I'm trying to think of. He isn't even given a name. The actor's name is Andrew Howard, but I don't think he's. I don't believe they ever actually call him by name. And it is. He is basically this crazed, like he seems like a crazed redneck guy, who is torturing these three people, random people. We don't know why he's captured them. He's just, beating on them, murdering them, raping them, fucking their dead corpses. It's weird. It's a weird thing. Except like it looks like it was shot with like an iPhone. It's like terribly shot. The budget is super low rent, so while he's doing terrible things, like the camera kind of pulls away, which is fine. Like, I mean, like we've talked about it before on here, that the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre doesn't really show a lot of like gore,
yeah.
Even though there's a lot of violence in that movie. And that can be fine, except that that movie wasn't done in one take. So it's a really weird thing. He just yells a lot. He curses a lot. He berates this kind of mentally handicapped woman that is his accomplice. I don't know. Like, it showed up on a bunch of lists. That's why I thought maybe I should give this a go. It's not worth watching. It's really just a shitstorm. It's like 75 minutes long, so I toughed it out. But it was it's one of the only films where I was like, you know what, I could be done with this. And if it was a little bit longer, I probably just would have shut it off. I don't give a lot of ones out. This is getting a one.
Like, yeah,
it's really bad. And there's no discernible plot. Like,
it's just him murdering people.
Yeah, like it's just violence for violence sake. It's you almost think that maybe the director Mason was trying to like do some sort of commentary on the torture porn genre, except he doesn't say anything with it.
There's like, no commentary.
Yeah, it's just he just does more of it, and it's like when you can look at films like Hostel and Saw and even their sequels, which get ridiculous, and go, there's more to those movies than this thing. Like, this thing fails at whatever it was trying. So I would say skip this one on all counts.
Yeah, even if you're a horror, like,
yeah, there's fanatic, like, yeah, you see it on some lists, like, there's zero reason to watch this. Like, I've read a couple reviews on, like, independent horror sites, and some of them are like, oh, my God, it's a masterpiece. And then there are other ones going, I don't fucking get it. I'm definitely in the camp of I don't get it. So,
or maybe there's not much to get.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it's like maybe people are looking too much into it, like, and they're seeing stuff that isn't there. But.
Well, it's especially as like a horror fan, you like to chase after these like hidden gems or like almost like taboo films, you know.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
a lot of times they're not worth the effort.
Yeah, I remember the first time, and I mean it's not been a hidden film for a long time, but Cannibal Holocaust.
Yeah, that's one of them.
That kind of shows up on a lot of like cult lists, like as this crazy masterpiece. And I watched it, and there's nothing special about it to me. And I think you're right. Like, a lot of times these things that end up on these, like, oh my God, it was banned in like 27 countries. Maybe it just never got there because it's shit.
Yeah. Like, sometimes they're buried for a reason. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I haven't heard of this one, though. That's an interesting find, but I don't think I'll be chasing that rabbit hole.
Don't chase that one down. I saw two other movies. I saw Why Him, which just came out on DVD, Blu-ray, through Redbox. That is Bryan Cranston, James Franco. James Franco plays like this really rich dude that is dating Bryan Cranston's daughter, except Franco is like a fucking lunatic, and it comes off as like a dirtbag, whereas Cranston's like very much the protective dad, and he plays the straight guy here. It got shitty reviews on like Metacritic, and I think Rotten Tomatoes has it pretty low. I ended up thinking it was pretty funny. Cranston and Franco work out really well together. His name, one of the trying to think of the guy who one of the, it's either Key or Peele, one of them is in this. I think it's the guy that was in that movie you saw last week. Yeah, Keegan-Michael Key.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's in this as like kind of James Franco's butler. And he's pretty funny. He's just like in and out of it. He lightens up an already pretty light mood. I liked it. It's not the best comedy, but I laughed a bunch of times in it. I think it's well worth, like, the 45, the hour and 45 minutes or whatever it takes to get through. So I'm gonna
Yeah.
go 3 stars on that one.
Maybe I will rent it. Like I kind of been avoiding it. I didn't think it looked great, but then also, yeah, it didn't get great reviews. But hearing you say it's not that bad, and plus I like James Franco and Bryan Cranston quite a bit. Maybe
Yeah,
I
I think
will
that,
give this a look.
it's a pretty standard, like, protective dad story. Like, Cranston is, like, he's not too sure of James Franco, and James Franco is completely insane in this. And it's just, like, a lot of stupid, like, stuff that, like, oh shit, like, Cranston's, like, creeping on James Franco, and he's in his office trying to hack his computer, and in comes Franco and his daughter, and they end up having sex on his desk while Cranston's underneath it. Like, it's like dumb stuff like that, but it is kind of funny, like, to see how they play out. And yeah, I think it mostly works. It's not like the best thing, but
I think those two could sell dumb shit too,
yeah,
like
I've yes, very much so. So they're both very good actors, and I think they do pretty well with the material here. So I laughed much more than that at Office Christmas Party. So
All right.
I'm
All
gonna go
right.
3 stars with this. And finally, I saw a movie called The Resort on Netflix.
Okay.
Resort is REZORT.
Yeah.
It's a zombie film. Think Jurassic Park mixed with, like, but replace the dinosaurs with zombies, and that's what this is. Like, there's been a zombie apocalypse, but humanity has fought back and kind of retaken the world. But there is this resort where you can go hunt zombies, very Jurassic Park style. Like, there are fences, and like, it's straight up, like, there's a Jeep, like, they get into it. It's goofy, it's dumb, but I enjoyed it. It's really kind of like, it's a twist on the zombie genre that hasn't been done. It's the acting's not great, but I think that the premise carries it through more than not. Like, you're not gonna be blown away by it, and if you are over zombie films, this isn't going to do anything for you. It's not going to turn you back to them. But I think if you're still into, like, zombie films and stuff like that, this is an interesting twist, and I thought it was pretty fun. So that's another 3 star for me. That's it. That's all I've got.
Yeah, I have not seen much else. I rewatched La La Land and Rogue One. So, La La Land, still think it's great. It was my number two movie last year. I think it would stay there.
Okay.
I bought it on Blu-ray. Like I said, fun to watch again. I really like that movie a lot. And it had like a bunch of extras, and it like says right on the cover, like 3 hours of extras. Like, I don't know, maybe I'm not finding them all because there's no way that's 3 hours of extras. Like some of them, they do cover lots of things. Like it's just featurettes though. So you're talking 10, 15 minutes usually for per featurette. But like they do cover a lot of cool stuff, like how they shot the opening freeway scene where everyone's dancing and singing and stuff.
Right.
There's like a featurette about James Frank or James Franco. Ryan Gosling learning how to play piano. So like if you really like the movie, there's some interesting stuff on there. I don't like unless they're counting like the commentary as part of the 3 hours of extras, I'm a little like, where is the rest of it?
Maybe the comments, because the movie is about 2 hours long, so maybe the
Yeah.
commentary is
So there you go. Over the,
that.
like I could see them doing that, but overall it's pretty solid Blu-ray. And it's a good enough movie that I'm happy to own it. I rented Rogue One, and like that was a movie I want to say I gave it like 3 stars when I saw it.
You did.
Not super blown away. I liked it more the second time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's no, like, I know what I'm getting into, you know what I mean? So it was just like, let's watch this again and see if you appreciate it. And I did. Like, I like that it is a little morally complex. Like, there's a lot of, it's not just simple black and white. Like, right away, like, you had that one pilot, he kills that dude. Like, you know, that I remember seeing the first time. But, like, there's just more things I picked up on this. Like, the fact that Saul Guerrera is, like, an extremist, and that's why he's, like, separate from the rest of the Rebel Alliance. Like, that was interesting. I don't know. They talk about things in there, like how you sometimes have to do things that are bad. You know, like, that, I just found that to be interesting. And honestly, like, for it being over 2 hours, it's got, like, a good pace. Like, once it gets going, it's just like a war movie. Like, more so than the rest of the Star Wars movies, I would say. Like, it's just, like, straight on, like, battles and stuff.
Yes, especially once they get to the Imperial facility in the last planet.
And that, like, from there again, it's fantastic. Like, especially, I'd say, the last 2 minutes of the movie. Really fun. So, yeah, I liked it more the second time. I'm still not, like, I think the mainline Star Wars, outside of the prequels, I think the mainline ones are better. But I can see, like, watching again, I could see what people saw in it a little more. I don't know, it was entertaining. Other than that, I just watching TV, you know. Same thing as the ones I mentioned last week. Better Call Saul, Fargo, The Leftovers. They're all pretty good so far. The only one that's, like, not blowing me away like I expected is probably Fargo.
Really? Because you've been pretty high on that.
I think Fargo is the best show on TV. So, I think it's just a little bit of a bumpy start to this one. I do have faith that I'm going to love it. I checked out a new show on Netflix called Bill Nye Saves the World. Have you seen that?
Okay, I heard about it. I put it on my queue.
Yeah, it's kind of, I think it's kind of neat. Like, I've seen 3 episodes so far. Like, the first one, he talks about climate change. The second one is about alternative medicine. And I want to say the third one is about AI. So, like, okay. they're all interesting topics, for sure. The show's, like, a half hour long per episode, and he's kind of cramming a lot in there for a half hour. Like, he has a little intro where he talks to the audience. He has a panel, kind of like real time with Bill Maher format, but, like, condensed to 30 minutes. But then, like,
probably, you know, that's designed for kids.
No, I think – no, but he does, like – when he, I don't know, something about his personality where he's talking to you like you're an idiot. So, like, it's almost like he's talking to, like, a 12-year-old. But, right. Like, the show is not, I don't feel like the show is meant to be designed for kids. If it is, it would be, like, an older age group of kids.
Okay.
I don't know. But, like, I don't know. I enjoy it. Like, I don't think it's, like, amazing, but one, I appreciate a science show being out there, like, besides Cosmos. So, like, just for the fact that, like, what it's about, I appreciate it for that alone. And they've all been, like, pretty entertaining. Like the panel discussion is not the whole show either. Like, that maybe lasts, like, 8 to 10 minutes. Then he'll have, like, segments that were shot with correspondents out doing stuff. Like, this one with this lady, she went to some place in San Francisco where the guy does, like, sound therapy that's supposed to cure things in you. Total bullshit. It almost feels like a Daily Show segment where they're kind of making fun of people.
Okay.
And he, like, will often do, like, often, like, end it with, like, let's do a little experiment. And, like, he did one in the alternative medicine episode, like, comparing, like, a known antacid versus some hippy dippy antacid he bought from Whole Foods, and the hippy dippy antacid did absolutely nothing. Like, it didn't work at all. And then he started reading the ingredients. He's like, It's probably because it has something that's acidic in it. Like, it's not going to work as an antacid. I don't know. It's entertaining. I'll probably keep watching all the episodes. I don't know. I just appreciate like a cool like science show, and Lord knows we need more people that are informed and not stupid. So,
Yeah, if this does anything to help that, that'll be great.
yeah. Yeah, and like, I mean, maybe there's a reason he's talking to us like we're idiots, because maybe we are. I don't know, but it's all right. It's like I appreciate it.
That's fair.
That's about all I got, man. That's all I got for this week.
There were a couple news items that I guess came up
Oh
we briefly touched on because M. Night Shyamalan announced his next movie. Spoilers for Split. It is it's called Glass.
Yeah. That was like wonderful news for me. Like, this is like a fan's dream coming true here. I'm sure there's tons of other people like me that like I always thought Unbreakable was his best movie. I think it's one of the best, like it's one of my favorite movies. And to see it getting this much love like 17 years later,
Yeah.
awesome.
Samuel Jackson and Bruce Willis are back on board, so
Yeah, as well as the Beast from Split will be returning.
okay.
Yeah, if you have not seen Split, you should not be listening to this. But anyways,
Yeah, I mean Shyamalan pretty much spoiled that out there himself. So if you follow him, he has spoiled his
it's
own film.
totally. I mean, there's news headlines that are spoiling it, right? Like, so if you type in Glass on Twitter, like the top one of the top three headlines that pop up will spoil it. And it's a funny thing because I've been trying to tell our friend Aaron to watch Split since it came out, and he's been very cavalier about it. I'm like, dude, it's gonna get spoiled for you. It's gonna get spoiled. And now,
It's
if
been
he's like
spoiled.
looked, if he's looked at Twitter within the last day, or like, I've seen any movie news. But anyway, since it's out there and whatever, we can talk about it. From what I heard of the premise, is that like. I guess Mr. Glass is still in like an asylum for like crimes he committed, and David Dunn, I guess, just like stopped believing, and he thought he was just getting influenced by this maniac. And it's when the Beast happens that he starts to believe again that like maybe he was destined to
Be a
fight evil.
superhero.
Yeah. So like, that sounds great. I love that. I don't know how Shyamalan pulls off like another twist, because both of these movies have had great twists to them. I don't know if this is going to be just way more straightforward, but I don't know. Like he there was like a point in his career where he was putting out garbage, and he seems to be really back.
Which is
And
great. Like,
yeah.
that's fantastic.
And he's delivered. Like, I loved Split, and it was like the biggest present to me ever, because I didn't know why I was watching a sequel to Unbreakable, like a sequel that I'd always wanted, and to find that out, and then to know now that we're gonna get a third movie that ties everything together, like that brings the two worlds together, like the two movies together,
Yeah.
is it's awesome. It's gonna make for hopefully a great trilogy, and also the girl is gonna be back too from Split, so I'm assuming that maybe she has some sort of powers too, maybe or something. She's gonna be back.
That'll be
So,
interesting.
yeah, it's awesome news. That's like great news.
A couple other quick pieces. Jeff Goldblum has joined the cast of Jurassic World as Dr. Ian Malcolm. The role he played in the original two Jurassic Park movies. So I think that's fun.
Yeah.
It'll be fun to have his snarkiness back. So,
Be fun to have Jeff Goldblum back in movies instead of well, I guess he was in that, wasn't he in that Independence Day 2? Yeah.
That was so bad though.
I just feel like I haven't seen him in anything but apartments.com commercials
Yes.
for years. So
Yesterday was Alien Day. Well, yesterday for us, a couple days ago now, if you're listening to this. 426 was Alien Day, and on Alien Day, they released a new prologue to Covenant, which kind of tells some of the after story of Prometheus. So if you haven't seen that, maybe give that a check out, because I don't think that's going to be in the actual in Covenant, but it's a nice little tie between Prometheus and Covenant. So
Have you watched it?
yeah, it's like 2.5 minutes long. It's pretty cool.
See, I've been trying to avoid any sort of info or anything. Like, all I've seen is a trailer I got in the theater for that, and I kind of just want to go in fresh to this, and like with an open mind, and just I don't know. I'm hoping I'll like it, but like I just kind of I'm like this close. What is it? A couple weeks away now.
It's about 3 weeks, 4 weeks away.
Yeah, like I just feel like I'm so close that I don't want to know. Like
And
maybe I'll check that stuff out like after. I don't know.
there's no harm in doing that, so.
Kind of want to go into it like as fresh as possible.
Yeah, Covenant is May 19th.
Okay, and that's like
Three weeks away. It's about
it's
that,
like
3 or 4 weeks away.
it's been forever since I've seen a movie in the theater because it's just nothing out there that is at least available for me to see that I want to see. That's like the next movie that I'm going to see no matter what. Like, I don't care if it's like a fucking 19% on Rotten Tomatoes. Like, it's fucking Alien.
Yeah, see, I mean, you have to see. That's a movie you almost have to see. Yeah, it's summer movie season's about to kick off, so that's a pretty big one. I think that's it for movie news, though.
I feel like there was something else I wanted to bring up or
Might
talk
have been.
about, but oh well.
I'm gonna try and see Slight if it hits a theater near me.
What? Slight?
Slight, which is a it is I'm trying to it's like a sci-fi action movie. Inner city kid does magic tricks, and he gets wrapped up with a
Oh, so like sleight of hand.
yeah, like that,
Okay.
Sleighthd. He
Okay.
gets wrapped up with a gang, but he actually, like, this kid actually has like magic powers, so it's like the check out the trailers. I think it actually looks pretty cool. It's a lower budget film, but it's hitting like 600 theaters, so I'm gonna try and see that if it
So
hits.
that means I won't be getting
Yeah, we probably won't be
it.
hitting you, but I'll definitely check out the trailer if you get a chance though.
Okay.
Might like it.
I don't think I'm going to see anything in the theater. I once seen I at the very least I will have seen a movie called The Monster Calls because I have that sitting here to watch.
The one
So
about the kid.
it's like his mom dying of cancer and some fantasy bullshit. Like, it looks like it could go either way. I think it's based on like a young adult novel, so we'll see what I think of it. That's the only thing I could guarantee. I don't know. I really don't know. It's a little bit of a dry spell, honestly, for me at the very least, but
That's a
hopefully it
good
turns
time
around.
to catch up on some other shit. And
True.
we're about to hit pretty busy season, so.
Yeah, we'll have stuff's coming, guys. I swear. I swear.
All right, I guess we'll be back next week, Joe.
Sure. Movie
Movie
dudes.
dudes. Do 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 do.